Wow. So much good taking place in this space today. Are you happy? Do you feel a sense of joy? Well, of course. This is pleasing to you. When you're happy, when you find things pleasing, then you find there's a sense of love and joy that takes place out of it. And there's so much we could say. Because we, this morning, as we think about all the joy that life brings us, there is the absolute joy. You know what the absolute joy is? Absolute joy is to walk with God. Is to walk with God. I love John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, as he describes himself. Boy, he was happy. When he was told that the tomb was empty, he ran. You ever find extra energy to run when you're happy? Do you run faster and harder? Of course you do. It energizes you. He outran Peter, it says. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? And then we find something that's marvelous. One of the first, actually. John believed. Peter didn't believe at that point. John believed. Joy. Joy. How wonderful it is because of the great goodness that we experience in God. God is absolute good. Did you know that? God is pure. God is simple. Good. Our lives today have conflict in them. You ever heard somebody say, well, my life's all messed up? You know, life is complex. Never said about God. God is pure. He's simple. What is he? He's pure goodness. He's pure love. And when we find something that's good, we are attracted to it like a magnet. The magnet on the filings, it attracts us to it. That's the good of God. You know you're made that way. It's not just by chance. I love it when I see people starting to smile and things like that. You can see these light bulbs going off in their heads. And you realize that soul in there has made a connection. It's made a God connection. And there's a sense of intrigue. There's a sense of joy. There's a sense that something's good here. Well, there is something good here. And the exciting thing about it is, once you find something that's good, you want to experience it, don't you? You want to experience that because it's pleasing to you. Did you know that pleasing is another word for love? That's what love is. You find something that you find pleasing. And then if you really find something that's pleasing, you fall in love. Don't you? Think about that. Think about that in your relationships or anything else. That's what love is. And if you really, really find it outstanding, that it's so good, that it's so fulfilling, that it's so pleasing, that it fills you with joy, and it fills you with a great desire for more, there's only one thing that will do that, and that's God. You have found your ultimate destiny when you get to that point in your life. You have found God. He is absolute good. That's why all these other things in life, you know, some of them are nice, some of them aren't. God is absolute good. And that's why I like to think, as the saint said, to fall head over heels in love with God. What did Jesus say? When he said, go tell my disciples there at the tomb, he said, go tell them my God and your God. See, they're resurrected. They've been reconciled now to God. And that's what we've been looking at the last couple of days. What's all the good things that we experience on Holy Thursday? What are all the good things, even on Good Friday, as we call it? Good things the Easter Vigil, and now good things today. If you study it, if you reflect upon it, you see God just pouring out grace, 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 love, love, love. And then our response is love, love more, love even more, fully devoted to loving God. Because Jesus said, he's your friend. That's powerful. So what's so good about this day? What is it that when we go through this holy triduum, as we call it, what is so great that it just fills our heart with joy? What is it that has caused us for 40 days prior to prepare ourselves so that we can receive the absolute fullness of what God's goodness has to show to us in these few days? Well, the first thing today is resurrection. Jesus resurrected from the dead. Now, he told them that was going to happen, but they didn't really understand it. So they didn't really believe it, even though he said it was going to happen. But God raised him up on the third day, resurrected him to life. Now, why is that important? Resurrection is important because, first of all, God, who God says he is, he can do what he says he's going to do. He raised him from the dead, didn't he? He said, I'm going to do it. Now, the ultimate goodness of God is that. Jesus on the cross. See, Jesus reconciling you to himself in order that you may be restored and renewed and refreshed and inspired in your relationship with God. But now that that's happened, Jesus is now the trailblazer. That's what sort of how the church talks about. He's the trailblazer. Where's he blazing the trail? What's he clearing out of the way so that we can follow behind him? Well, he tells you it's to go and be with the Father. To live with the Father. Didn't Jesus say, I'm heading to heaven, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to be where I am? That's our destiny. You realize that, don't you? That's our destiny. Not here. This is sort of like an intermediate, interim kind of thing. Our destiny is to be with our God. And our God is in the heavenly city that he's prepared for you. And his Son has prepared the way so that now we can do that. That's what we're celebrating here today. That's the joy. That's why we want to give our hearts more and more and more fully to him, because it's incomprehensible just how much God loves each and every one of us. But I think there's one other thing that's goodness that we need to think about on this day. And we really experienced it last night at the vigil. We had 5 people baptized last night, came into the church. 12 that came into the church to come into full communion church. 17, the place was full up here, wasn't it? See, that's the work of the church. Jesus says, now I've got to go away for a while. I'll come back and get you when I'm ready and take you to be with me. But in the meantime, here's this beautiful gift called the church. Called the church. And I'm going to, Jesus says, I'm going to pour grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon my church so that you can be nurtured, fed, inspired, serve, love one another, pray for one another, all of these things until I come. See, I'm not going to leave you like an orphan. I'm not abandoning you. What am I doing? I'm sending you my Spirit. The Spirit of God lives within you, and it's in the church that we find great goodness. We find great pleasure. We find great desire. We find great love. And we find great joy. That is the God whom we love and serve. So I encourage you and challenge you today. Devote yourself to understanding more and more and more the goodness of God so that you can understand and enter more completely into a devoted life to God, where God calls you, as Jesus said, my friend. You are my friend.